Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of good humor. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes, bouncing between tasks, barely keeping it together? I get it, life can throw some serious curveballs our way. But what if I told you that the secret to staying afloat, even when things get rough, starts with something pretty simple? The power of your own words. We're diving deep into building resilience through positive self-talk and affirmations today because let's be real, sometimes you need to be your own biggest cheerleader. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Affirmations, isn't that a little too woo-woo for me? Listen, it's not about chanting random phrases into the void. It's about consciously choosing your words, shaping your inner dialogue, and rewiring those negative thought patterns that can hold us back. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden you wouldn't just let weeds run wild, right? You tend to it, nurture it with positive things, and weed out the negativity. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on building that inner resilience fortress. 1. Identify those negative niggers. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts, those little voices in your head that constantly chip away at your confidence. Are they saying things like, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, or everything always goes wrong? Identifying these negative thought patterns is the key to breaking the grit. 2. Challenge those doubters. Once you've identified those negativity ninjas, don't just let them walk all over your self-esteem. Challenge them. Ask yourself. Is there any real evidence to support these thoughts? Often, we cling to outdated beliefs or fears that have no basis in reality. 3. Embrace the power of yet. This little word can be a game changer. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try I can't do this, yet. It shifts your perspective from limitation to possibility, opening up a world of opportunities for growth and learning. 4. Craft your positive mantras. Think of affirmations as personalized pep talks. Choose phrases that resonate with you and speak to your strengths, your goals, and the kind of person you want to be. Keep them short, simple, and positive. I am capable, I am worthy, I choose to focus on the good. These are just a few examples to get you started. 5. Practice makes progress. Remember, building resilience isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing process. Make a conscious effort to incorporate positive self-talk into your daily routine. Repeat your affirmations in front of the mirror, write them down in a journal, or simply whisper them to yourself throughout the day. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's been struggling with imposter syndrome. She constantly doubts her abilities, second-guesses her designs, and fears criticism. But then she starts practicing positive self-talk. She tells herself things like, I am creative, my work is valuable, I am learning and growing every day. Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence begins to blossom. She embraces challenges instead of shying away from them, takes risks, and ultimately lands her dream job. See what I mean? Words have power, choose yours wisely. So there you have it. 5 simple yet powerful strategies for building resilience through positive self-talk and affirmations. Remember, your thoughts shape your reality. Choose to focus on the good, challenge those negative voices, and empower yourself with words of strength and positivity. This isn't just about feeling better, it's about equipping yourself to handle life's inevitable ups and downs with grace and resilience. Keep practicing, keep believing in yourself, and watch your inner strength soar. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep crushing it. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost of positivity. You never know. Your words might just change their world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.